All right, now, happy Sunday to you all. I'm Vidrick Jordan. I hope you guys are great. It's a pleasure to be with you guys. Happy Sunday to you all. All right, now, that's Florida. Right now, my William posted this. All right, now. All right, now, if I want him in my life, he shouldn't have to fight for a spot, right? Okay, because I'm barely online. I told you guys about that last night. All right, now, it turns out somebody was spamming behind my back. Trying to compete. It's not even worth acknowledging these boneheads. All right, now, that's Florida. Right, it's so stupid. But yeah, as far as William is concerned with the spot, right? The stat me says I'm not in because, you know, it's just not worth dragging, Shrek or no dumb chicken head. It just isn't, right? I need to focus, all right? Now, to go to the bank. All right, now, that's the Lord, all right? Now, you know, I thank the Lord for Jesus. All right, now, the United States got told again by Jesus they can't steal anything. All right, now, that's the Lord. All right, now, Mitchie Lord, all right? Now, just because you white don't make you smart and don't make you special because he's neither smart nor special. I hope that you guys are well and great, all right? Now, that's the Lord. But, yeah, these fools are crazy, all right? Now, excuse me, they got me lynched. They lynched me. They kicked me out of my house, all right? Now, these racists like Mitch and Joe. And these other races like McCartney and Pritzker and all them, okay. I write now, that's what, calling me niggers. I write now, calling the Klan, saying, hang me. I write now for my own money, that the Lord Jesus blessed me, what the Lord Jesus gave to me, the formula that I have. I don't have some bogus notes, I guess, and the racists trying to make up an excuse so they could try to steal something that's not theirs. I don't have any notes. Does that make sense? They raided my car, they raided my home, they raided my hotels. After some clown racist got me kicked out of it, what's up? Right? What's up, right? It's not yours. It don't take you being dragged internationally, being left and mocked to scorn to know that the money's not yours. I'm not giving these racists no money. But just as sure as Jesus lives and sit at the right hand of the living God, as racist as old Mitch and Joe are, or blow Joe Biden are, does that make sense? Blow Biden are right? No, they know I'm not giving them any money. They're not getting anything from what's out of overseas. I'm not extracting any fraud to help the United States. Because clearly there's a chronic racist problem in it, right? All right, now that's for the Lord. These clowns even tried to lie about who's the richest person in the world. All right, I'm richer than delusional, green, jealous, musty, and these old green, jealous, racist clowns like Pritzker, Biden, and McConnell, and McCartney, and all of them, all right? Now, what a joke they are, right? Now, let me say this, as far as being the richest, I'm richer than delusional, green, musty. Look, let me say this, all right? Now, gold has been around since Genesis, right? And silver has, too. You know, read the book of Genesis. I'm not laughing here. Heck no. I'm trying to watch Cussing Today and Sunday. But, you know, don't know what's on this earth. Don't know what the quantity is on this earth? No. Gold has been around for thousands and thousands of years that we know of. It's literally mentioned in Genesis as a currency, right? So Abraham was rich in silver and gold. That's in the Bible. All right, now most historians say Genesis happened over 6,000 years ago. Gold has been around for like, you might as well say forever today. You know, human years. It's been around forever today, right? Thousands of years that we know of. Could have been around longer than that. We don't know. But we know that it's mentioned in Genesis, right? About Abraham being rich in silver and gold, right? All right, now, so, you know, I'm richer than delusional Elon Musk. Does that make sense? All right, now, I know racists can try to pretend with him to the fact that, you know, crappy Mitch got left to scorn across planet Earth. All right, now, that's the Lord, just a nasty old racist man. In front of every world leader, every queen, every king, every chancellor, every president. Does that make sense? Right now, Mitch got mocked and laughed to scorn. What a fool he is. Right now, I got told what a failure he is. I didn't make him have 4,000 bank failures, and then his racism got exposed. His racist mask fell out. His white supremacy fell off. His bigotry fell off. He couldn't tuck away his bigotry. He couldn't tuck away his white supremacy. Like I told these racists, all right? And I'm like, I'm going to get out the country, get them back their citizenship. I'm not giving these racists $606 trillion. No. I said, no. No way. It ain't nothing special about America that the citizenship is worth $606 trillion. These damn racists have lost their mind. I said that over and over again. All right, now why'd they get told about drying up my work and being racist, right? What's up? The games they playing, I'm trying to go to the bank for money. These racists popped up for money that has nothing to do with them, right? And granted, everybody's not racist like Mitch and Joe, right? All right, now that's what, right now, like the Lord granted me to go to the bank in Jesus' name. That's by Jesus, because of Jesus, I'm here to tell you. These some nasty folks. Godless, heartless, depraved, immoral, you know, raised to be vicious, raised to be callous, raised to be racist, raised to destroy, want to destroy people, raised to want to harm other people. So, you know, if they're racist different, they raised to be this way, they're indoctrinated to be this way, they're indoctrinated that hate is good, they're indoctrinated that destruction is good if it's to a certain race, like black people or people of color. That's how they're raised. These racists like Mitch and Joe, okay, these are hardcore racists. They had no business begging me for anything. They're so stupid, right? All right, now, just sure as Jesus lives, they know they ain't getting no money from me. I bet you these old racist old men know that. Just sure as Jesus lives and sits at the right hand of the living God, I don't think they, delusional enough to think I'm going to give them some money. I'm not giving them anything. Nothing. You know, crap, I'm trying to watch that custom from Slaughter. Stop. All right, no, but I hope that you guys, you know, that's the Lord, right? Like I tell you, racists, I can get, you know, they can have that citizenship. I'm going to China. I'm going to get a lawyer. I'm going to give them right that citizenship. I'm not giving them $606 trillion. I said no. They got up and started to lie about who's the richest person. Richer than Musty. Let me say this, all right? Now, he's delusional. All right, no, but because they white supremacy. White supremacy did get called out. Their racism did get called out. He couldn't mask his racism. He did get called out for being racist, right? He did get called out for being delusional and green, right? He did get told to make the same amount of money I made, then he could call himself qualified, right? He did get asked about his 4,000 bait failures and his over and over and over again every year failure, right? He did get asked what happened to all the stock money, $606 trillion poured into the country, and he's so dumb, plus 40 years of being dumb, he has nothing to show for it, right? He did get asked, and they basically did tell him that he is dumb, right? What's up? I ain't do nothing to this racist old man. These racists start sticking their hands in my household saying they'll break my black ass and drive me to poverty gap for cussing because I'm black. Saying I got a head of white people they think so crooked and so twisted and so weird. All right, no, that's Florida because that's how I raised. Okay, when Jim Crow was around and when they were around when they were younger, I was not living. I'm 41 years old. I'll be 42 November 6th, right? Actually, the day after election day, hell, they probably decide the race after my birthday, man. You know how election night has been, oh God. Last time with Trump and Biden, I think it went on right now because they just voted that old blow clown in there. Does that make sense? He did not earn 81 million votes. They, for some reason, they ousted Trump out of the White House. I don't believe Biden got elected. I don't care who feels what. Okay, if you believe that Biden got 81 million votes, you believe that the Francis Key Scott collapsed. Because you believe the Francis Key Scott bridge collapsed itself. The United States collapsed that bridge. You go on the phone and start begging to be a racist. Like somebody owes them something, like they're privileged, like they're special. All right, now that's Lord. As Joy Mitchell, you're not, you know, privileged or special because you are a white man. When these racists start popping up talking about I'm not qualified, they just mean I'm not a white man for money that's mine. It ain't got nothing to do with these clown-ass racists like Biden and, McConnell, right? You know, that's Lord. What does my money have to do with them? Well, as they learned, my money has nothing to do with their asses, right? As they got told to sit down. Nobody did nothing to them. Just hardcore, you know, racists that have harmed so many people. That have done evil to so many people, that have oppressed so many people, that have crippled so many people, that have stolen from so many people. Just nasty racists that these folks know they're so racist in America, they ain't got no business being in there with their views and their actions. It's not just Mitch and Joe's views, it's their consistent actions over years, and right now coupled with failure. They are failures. Every year since 1980, the banks have collapsed in one way or the other. I have a brother that was born in 1980, 44 years old, all right now, that's Florida right now. All right, no, that's the Lord. All right, no, glory have mercy. But, you know, 44 years, you know, the bank, you know, it's been, you know, collapsing. I'm not crazy, but every year the economy is not always supposed to have some type of collapse over and over again. Is that natural for it to collapse over and over again? Right? What's up? But for some reason, as Mitch and Joe have been in power and these other races like Prisker and all of them, you notice that the economy, McCartney and all them, the economy keep collapsing, and it keep collapsing, and it keep collapsing, and it keep collapsing. And what patches up and hides the stupidity right now is the fact that more tax money is pouring in to patch it up, No progression. It's just limping along with more tax money coming in, and it's squandering their waste people's tax money. Like, Biden is such a clown. He just sent hundreds of more billions of dollars to Ukraine. This racist is such a buffoon. What about the people in Flint, Michigan that need their water fixed? It just costs $2 billion. What's up, right? Or $1 billion or so plus dollars to get it done right. But he can steal $100 billion to Ukraine. These folks work and they pay taxes. He's so fucked up and racist. What about the people in Hawaii? It takes about $50 billion to fix Hawaii. This asshole just sends $100 billion taxpayer. This son of a bitch is so racist. He blatantly racist. He out loud being racist. He called a Klan saying nigger, and they still got him in there. The United States so crooked and twisted. The United States got his ass and his racism dragged across planet Earth, right? Your stand today, right? These racists, they can't hide who and what they are. They hurt so many people. So you would treat taxpayers like that because they are people of color. And you would send money to a foreign country that ain't paying no taxes because Biden is sucking the president Ukraine's dick, right? And the previous president of Ukraine's dick, no, I'm not mincing my words there. All right, now, that's the Lord, all right, now. Biden, just, you know, basically giving oral sex, all right, now, that's the Lord, all right, now. What a clown he is, all right, now. Just like he, Tony Blair oral sex, he gave Macron oral sex, he gave Justin Trudeau oral sex, he gave Zelensky oral sex too many times, right? Basically sending, sugar daddy money to his girlfriend, Zelensky, right? Well, you got people who are American citizens, he's so racist, he turned the other way, and he know damn well them folks need help. What a clown he is, right? So when the racists like Mitch and Joe hurt people, they're blow Biden. You know, that's the Lord right now. You know, everybody's not racist like that. And that would be awful. if everybody were, right? But, you know, you shouldn't hate people on the basis of how what color they are, what race they are, but that's how they were raised. They were raised that, you know, racial hatred is right. They were raised during Jim Crow where people got sick dogs on them, you know, being killed and hanged, water hoses, the whole thing of it. Sons, you know, all the civil rights leaders, and what happened to them? John F. Kennedy, what happened to him? They were raised in that time. And they got those same views in that office, and, you know, and they will not leave. They will not leave. They're so horribly racist that they kicked Biden ass out of there. He got caught saying nigger so many times they couldn't count it. What did Pritzker say? Pritzker said nobody ever believed you because he don't say nigger to Pritzker. He don't say nigger to Pritzker a billion times. All right, nobody ever believed you. He don't say nigger over and over again to President Pritzker because Pritzker is J.B. Pritzker. This jackass doesn't agree with it. They're very racist, right? You know, like Mitch McConnell got told about his white supremacy and his racism and his cruelty and his viciousness when he stood his sorry ass up talking about somebody calling him dumb versus him lynching me, calling me niggers, trying to steal from me, and then trying to make up some rule that don't exist just in mess that he's a fucked up racist person. They told him to sit his sorry clown ass down, right? He might as well get his sorry ass out there and dance around his Klan shoes. And I said, I would cuss today. I hope that you got, I mean, he ain't nothing but a Ku Klux Klan like Biden is. These assholes, they literally got caught reaching out to the Klan. Right? And then said, you know, do something about this nigger. Right? No, that's what, all right, no, clearly Mitch Hand was all in that. I tell you, Mitch is very racist. He is a Klan, right? Justify his cruelty to me for the 3 years he's been cruel, talking about I'm a woman and all this other stuff. Okay. They asked him about his Asian daughter. All right, now, you know, where his Chinese husband jacked into a cup, his dumb old ass. All right, no, they don't even want him home. He's freezing up on TV to let his ass stand in the Senate because they don't want to deal with him. Right? Does that make sense? All right, no, that's what a jackass he is. They don't want him there. They want to deal with him. They want to see him. They want to talk to him. They let his ass stay right on up. Then they say nothing to him. Keep freezing up. At least they ain't got, at least his old nasty old ass ain't got to be at home where they have to deal with him. Look at it. So what does that say about Mitch, you know, not being welcomed at home? They don't want him there. Right? He's an awful person. All right, now, so I'm not in the biz. That's why I was like, the Lord, like, you know, pay the reparations in Jesus' name and help regular Americans, you know, as long as they make under $250,000. I can't turn around and discriminate against other people, and that just happened to me. That's not right. That's not the way to do things. There are plenty of poor people and people that work and people under debt, under $250,000 that need help, right? You can't turn around and discriminate against people if you just went through that yourself. That racist mask fell out so handily as far as Mitch McConnell wearing a mask. Does that make sense right now? That's the Lord right now about him being a white supremacist, a racist, a Jim Crow racist, a lyncher racist, right now, you know, apartheid type thinking racist. That's why Musty came right over here to the United States, felt right at home. It's just as horrible as Africa is, right? I'm happy to take the extraction ripple over to Europe and Asia. Right now, every country in the world can buy except for the United States. The United States is blocked. They didn't tell you that you're blocked, right? It's my call, right? I'm not selling these racists no stock. I'm not enriching this racist country. I'm not enriching these racists so they can harm other people. I'm not enriching these jackasses so they can drive their white supremacist agenda and continue to hurt people and stifle people and block people and hinder people from being their greatest because of the mere fact that America want to keep things in a white supremacist tone right now because they're afraid that, you know, people do better than this person, that person. You have to let the Lord decide who you're going to give gifts to. You can't say who's going to do better or not. The Lord decides that stuff. But you got white supremacists trying to control everything about it. Does that make sense? I'm not giving your asses any money. No. Right? That's by Jesus' voice you got told no. That's by Jesus' goodness you got told no. No. And I thank God for the people at the top and their integrity. Right? Ain't doing nothing to these folks. They start to lynch me, calling me nigger, saying they want to steal from me, saying they want to frame me, saying they want to take from me, saying that basically I'm nothing or nobody. Okay, Mitch got told he's nothing to nobody to sit down. Right? I'm nothing. He's saying I'm nothing to nobody. He hurt me calling dumb. What's up? Right? You know damn well I'm somebody, right? What a joke. Racist old man. And no matter how bad, how much he tried to mask it something else, he couldn't put his racist Ku Klux Klan Jim Crow mask back on. You know, it's thoroughly off. Everybody knows what a shithole racist he is, right? I hope that you guys will integrate it right now. So talking about paying the reparations, helping regular Americans that make under $250,000. I'm going to the Bank of China, giving these racists back their citizenship. I'm giving these racists back their citizenship. I'm not giving these racists $606 trillion. No. I'm not empowering their white supremacist country. They lie. Elon Musk is the richest person. That made me laugh. They make people international laugh. He got dragged two or three times. All right, now he even got dragged behind the scenes about being delusional like that, but he's an apartheid racist. That's how he was raised. He came right up to apartheid America with a Katonist white supremacist. Why they tried to, I mean, this day and age, this man said frame and lie and get rid of the nigger because, okay, what America white supremacist? Like you're supposed to give these jackasses money to afford that stuff so they can harm other people, so they can do more evil to other people, more grievances to other people, solely based on race by their admission, over and over again based on race by their admission. See, when they tried to pull that shit about not being qualified, they told his ass, okay, get out there and make some money. You're not more qualified than her. Does that make sense? All right, no, I'm not more qualified than Jordan. All right, now that'd be me. All right, now, yeah, the Lord gave me the money. He qualified me. This man don't have 4,000 bank collapses. $606 trillion just hit the United States. They pissed through it. All right, now it's like 1.1. All right, now $1 septillion will hit the United States. I need people to hear this. $1 septillion will hit the United States. United States, about 60% of the stock. $1 septillion has hit the United States. Where the hell is all that money? Where the hell is all that money? I'm not calling anybody stupid there, but it is stupid, right? You put in who you want to put in, right? If somebody fesses up to being stupid here, I mean, then what are they saying, right? I'm just saying, okay, $1 septillion is a 25-digit number. The number in the front and the 24 zeros behind it. $1 septillion has hit the United States, a little bit over. I got $606 trillion. $1 septillion has hit the United States. The United States is trying to start saying, type, well, can they lie about the amount so they can steal some of it? They got told no. Just scammers and racists. Well, all right, now that's like a starve you like a wild animal, drop your money so you can't feed yourself, get you kicked out your house for 317 days, do torture, hate, and war crimes against you. People like Mitch and Joe. Everybody's not a racist like Mitch, Joe, right now, and Prisker and all of them. No, everybody's not a racist like them, folks. But there's some people that are very thoroughly racist, right? Don't try to hide their racism. Don't try to hide their horrible people. They don't try to hide the horror of their racism. They don't try to hide it. And that is a shame. And that is messed up, right? What's up, right? Nobody's giving no racist no money. I don't care what the racist is or who the racist is in the United States to forward a white supremacist agenda. In the United States, clearly there's no wall. Okay, what is Mitch's excuse for his cruelty, his racism, his bigotry, his godlessness, his awfulness, his callousness, his evil, his cold-bloodedness? What is the excuse for this nasty-ass racist man doing all that evil against me? He kept lying because I'm a woman. Then he got a woman in the Freemasons since she was a newborn baby. Is racist man thoroughly off? Let me say this with nothing to do with the Freemasons. All right, no, I'm not a Satan worshiper. All right, now I renounce that in Jesus' name. Amen. No, the Lord Jesus gave me the money. I don't worship Satan. I'm going over to the bank up and go found 51 countries, right? The empire risen house, Jesus willing, right? Like there are 50 states in the United States. There's some countries that'd be the size of a state, so it'd be 50 states, it'd be 50 countries. All right, now the Risen Isles Empire, the same government, the same taxation model across 50 countries, very industrial, very modern. United States with 50 states in it. All right, now it costs $300 trillion to $264 trillion to develop. I go put down $300 trillion to develop all of them into, you know, massively wealthy countries. All right, now with skyscrapers and businesses and tourism and the whole thing of it. So it'd be the 51 countries of the Risen Isles. Does that make sense? I'm not dealing with the United States. The 50 states of the United States, I'm gonna go find 50 countries, right? Plus the Risen Isles. Scott, forgive me, the Risen Isles of Jesus, right? But I ain't doing anything to these old racist folks. I'm going to the bank. Racist popped up trying to lie and make up stuff, calling me niggers, talking about my granddaddy's name. All right, now that's for the Lord, saying they would hang me, saying all men are evil atrocities about my own money. They put no investments into, they put no input into, they put no counsel into. They had no human hands when only Jesus poured it out straight from heaven. And they still had the audacity to be racist and pop up and try to steal it. They call different countries trying to steal it, calling me niggers in France. And you guys can put up the calls calling me niggers with France and Canada, and call me the black girl, and, you know, help them steal because I'm black. In countries like, you know, Russia and UK, they're so horribly racist, right? They did tell this racist old man about his racism, right? You want to talk about somebody talked about him, and this man lynched me for 317 days with Bo Biden, you know, his boyfriend, of over 40 years, right? I hope you guys well. Thank you guys so much.